Okay, let's go on here to Don, who's been patiently waiting for quite a while. Thank you, Don.
I just was wondering, what has succeeded that Oncoblot test?
I know. I wish there were one as good anymore, sir, and I'm not. I've looked around and I haven't found one yet, because that Oncoblot, it could tell you not only you have higher risk for cancer, but it could tell you exactly where it was in 40 different types of cancer, and then some big company bought them out and bang, they disappeared. Imagine that. Okay, so we do have a second best, but the problem is it doesn't tell you where the cancer is. It just says you probably got it or you probably don't, but doesn't say where. And that's a test that's spelled this way, NAGA. LASE, NAGA LASE. And if that thing is a little bit elevated, then it's treated kind of like a PSA that's a little bit elevated, namely wait a few months and check it again and see if it's rising. But if it's a bunch elevated, then you know you got a problem.
I see. Okay. And I was just wondering, which doctor there would be the best to talk to about taking rubidium?
Okay, on the rubidium, that would be anybody at the clinic, sir. Nobody specializes particularly in that one, and they know the other details, too. As far as cancer, that one, though, those are Dr. Sherman and Dr. Lamson, both long experience with working with both natural treatments of cancer and combining natural treatments to prevent the bad effects from the regular treatment. So, but as far as the rubidium, everybody knows about that.
I work with Dr. Sherman. Thanks.
Oh, he'll know it then, for sure.
Okay. Thanks for your help, Dad, and thanks for your service here on the radio. Good night.
And you're welcome, sir, and thank you for your patience in waiting.